If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark in D.C. on The Fan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, a great show.
Thanks,
I've always
buddy.
Admired it. First-time caller.
Oh, my man. Thank you.
But I just wanted to take exception to a comment you made before about Belichick passing Lombardi as the greatest head coach ever.
Right.
A long time ago. And I don't necessarily agree with that. Although you can make a case for Belichick being the GOAT, Belichick never won 5 NFL championships in 9 years.
Okay, so, well, like, he never had a chance to do that. You understand what you're talking about is let's just be fair here and do this from Super Bowl, you know, from the Super Bowl era on, okay? So Lombardi, he was in the first Super Bowl, whatever, and then moving forward, would that be fair? Because, you know, if Belichick lived in those days, this is like listening to Cleveland Brown fans try to sell me on the Browns' glory days in the before the Super Bowls, right? NFL championships, fair enough. So, like, if you're just going to judge it on Super Bowls, in my opinion, without looking at any numbers in front of me or anything else, it's not even close. I'm not looking at anything in front of me. I'm telling you, it's not even close. The amount of wins that Belichick has in the playoffs and Super Bowls and his appearances in Super Bowls and losses even, just the number of Super Bowls alone, he blows him away. It's not even worth discussing. So
Belichick went 10 years.
Listen. How old are you?
57.
Okay, you're my age, and you're giving me advice about Lombardi? Jesus, go to bed. Are you kidding me? You weren't even alive. You and I weren't alive watching this stuff, and you're acting like you're some kind of expert on Vince Lombardi. Stop. Just stop yourself. Carver High, are you serious? You're going to try to sell me that this guy that's been to 75 Super Bowls in a row isn't the greatest coach ever. I mean, Jesus, you can't even... Lombardi never did that.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to disagree with anything. Now, clearly, I wasn't alive to watch Vince stroll up and down the sidelines. I mean, I didn't see it.
But this guy's acting like he was standing there.
You know, and here's another thing.
You cannot compare NFL championships to what we're talking about here.
This is why this gets hard to do, whether you're talking about coaches or players or in any of these sports. It could be football, baseball, basketball, anything. It is hard to compare generations versus each other. It's a different game. I mean, Belichick's dealing with things that Vince Lombardi did not deal with in his day. Salary cap, free agency, the players, all those things. More teams in the league, et cetera, et cetera. It's a different game. They're both outstanding coaches. It's different times. It's hard to compare them.
Right. And Mafia, what do you think? I mean, you weren't even, like, your family, your dad wasn't even alive.
Right, it's always harder. I agree with the same thing that Carver was saying. To compare it to saying, okay, well, they won all those championships back in the day. How many teams were there? The game wasn't the same the way it's developed as far as, you know, the passing game. It was just, you know, a lot of grinded out, you know, 3 yards in a pile of dust type offenses back then. Sure, he revolutionized this game. He won a lot. But to beat 4 or 5 teams, you know, to win the title is different than having to beat 24 teams to win a title, you know?
Listen, okay, calm down. All right, so 96... 34-6, 73% winning percentage. I'll give you that. Postseason 9-1. 3 NFL championships. Fair enough. Which I'm not even going to consider here. Fair enough. Let's just, you know, if Belichick got to coach all these NFL championships, how many do you think he'd win? So if you're going to do it on Super Bowls alone, you go, he won Super Bowl 1 and Super Bowl 2, Lombardi, right? That's it. How many Super Bowls have we watched Belichick in? Are you kidding me? It's not, you can't even, it's just laughable. Stop, just stop. I'm not going to listen to it. Dwight in Dallas, just shut up. Honestly, I love you, but you're wrong. And I don't even want to be right. I can't stand them. I can't stand the Patriots. You think I want to sit here and give them all this glory? How many times do I got to say it? But you can't make that argument. I mean, it's not that. Lombardi, you know what he got out of it? He's the greatest coach that ever lived with his name on the trophy. There you go. Congratulations. But this other guy, they should call it the Belichick. That's what they should call it from now on. should be his trophy because he's got it more than anyone ever touched it. You know, it's funny. Chuck Knoll won more than Lombardi, and he doesn't even get recognized that he won 4 Super Bowls in 6 years. Terry Bradshaw, 4-0, they don't even mention him. He's not even mentioned as a good quarterback. He sucks. They talk about him as a broadcaster. And they, I mean, he's doing Dorito commercials. I mean, honestly, they give these people no recognition for their accomplishments whatsoever.
Well, you got to remember, Lombardi's got those 5 NFL championships before the Super Bowl, so.
That's what he's trying to pull out of his rear end? I mean, honestly, stop. It's like listening to these Browns fans trying to sell me that they have some kind of glory. Shut up. You have no glory. Your glory's in the toilet. Can you not call me about 1950 and pre, you know, right after the World War? Can we stay out of that? Can we stay out of World War II, please? Thanks. Jesus Christ, what is it, 2020? It's Barbara Walters or nothing. I kind of like that line right there at the end. Here's your boy Belichick in the Super Bowl. All right, thanks. So going back to Cleveland in 94, lost to the Steelers in the AFC divisional game. And then 2001, Super Bowl champ. 2003, Super Bowl champ. 2004, Super Bowl champ. 2005, lost in the divisional game. 2006, lost in the AFC championship game. 2007, lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. And then I don't even want to talk about his other losses. They were all in the playoffs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, including a Super Bowl loss again to the Giants. But then a Super Bowl win in 2014, lost in the AFC championship in 15, another Super Bowl championship in 16, lost to the Eagles in the Super Bowl in 17, and then won another Super Bowl against the Rams in 2018. Don't even talk to me about anybody else anymore. Go to bed, and you have halitosis.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.